Hey, welcome to the Pachanga Impossibility Podcast, the podcast where we celebrate the power of healing and transformation. I am your host, Natalie Calzadilla. Each week, I'll be interviewing experts that will inspire you to discover your soul's purpose and create a fulfilling life. I'll also be sharing some spiritual coaching along the way and personal adventures as I enter this new phase in my life as a mother and entrepreneur. All right, mi gente, grab your cafecito and a notebook. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of Pachanga and Possibility. Today, I have two incredible boss babes on today's episode, and they have built an amazing conscious community for female entrepreneurs that I am proud to say I am a part of. And I found out about them after seeing one of my friends level up her business and show up in an amazing way in her business and in her life. And I asked her, what was the magic behind you leveling up? It's just like, I've seen you just completely create this huge shift in your business. And she told me it was due to this female organization for entrepreneurs that is housed out of Miami, Florida. And after seeing her progress that I was truly moved by, I decided to join. And I was so grateful that I did, because these two women have built something truly magical, and I want everyone to find out about it. And after I joined, I made wonderful connections, even found clients for work. It's just been something unlike anything I've ever seen before. So I really want to share what they are offering and their journey about how they got to where they got and how they built this wonderful community, and also how the pandemic has changed the way they do business and changed the way this community was predominantly face-to-face. And now they've shifted to the fully online model, which has been able to expand their community to other places and people outside of Florida. So I just want to really showcase these two amazing human beings, because they are so down to earth and so approachable and just so cool. And they're just good people, man. So I really want to share this with you guys. Okay, so Gabby and Jamie are the co-founders of the thriving, inclusive community of self-identifying women entrepreneurs, Las Comadres. Gabby is a soulful Libra who loves turning ideas into concrete plans. She takes the pieces that feel like a mess and helps give them order and shape to craft a story and business plan that is 100% true to you. Jamie is a powerful Taurus who will have you grounding in your greatest vision and knowing you can thrive at the things that might feel impossible right now. Jamie helps you own and face your fears with perspective, heart, and courage. They love coming together to support women in becoming their most authentic selves through deep connection, joyful empowerment, and accountability. Without further ado, here are Gabby and Jamie. Welcome, Gabby and Jamie, to the show. I'm so excited to have you both today. How are you guys?
You're great. Happy to be here.
Wonderful. So if you can each introduce yourselves in your own words and let us know a little bit about why you started La Comadres and just a little bit about what you're doing and what you're up to.
Okay. Jamie, you want to go first?
Sure. If you want me to.
Yeah.
I am Jamie Nolan. I am the co-founder of Las Comadres and a life coach. And Las Comadres started out of a need, right? We started out of a lot of women were getting together, and Gabby was running a bunch of masterminds, and we were the people that were there kind of forced her into starting a community. And once it started, it just kept growing. And then I joined her as a co-founder. That was the very, very short version. Gabby can give us the better one.
No, that really covers all the basics. So my name is Gabby Guzman, and I am also a co-founder of Las Comadres. Jamie's a COO. I'm the CEO. I am also a business coach, and I create online experiences for women. For me, my life's purpose is to help women become who they are so they can be free. And so I get excited about all the ways in which that can happen. And right now it's happening through community and through strategy and through entrepreneurship. So that's how we play right now.
Awesome. And you're both moms, correct?
Yes, we are.
Yes. So you each have?
I got one.
I have three.
Three kiddos. Okay, Jamie has three and Gabby has one. Awesome. So yes, they are also mompreneurs because we know that's not an easy thing to do. Awesome. So how did the idea of Las Comadres come about? Like how did it unfold, the play-by-play? Because I always, when I interview entrepreneurs or even when I read books, I'm fascinated by the point in time when they're just like inception to finally like launch. Like yeah. It's because it requires so much bravery and courage and trial and error and growth. And so tell me about that little journey.
It's a really funny story. I had been, at the time that Comadres started, I had been working with women entrepreneurs exclusively for about 3 years as a business coach. And we would do all of these kind of intimate workshops and masterminds. And a couple times a year, I'd invite everybody to like a party. And so it was the kind of place where you walk into, I don't know, I kind of related to maybe like when you are a member of something or like an alum of something, like where you walk in and you feel like you already know the people before you ever met them. So it was these gatherings where people were immediately becoming fast friends. Business partnerships were starting out of these gatherings, like friendships, like all kinds of collaborations and partnerships. And so at the very last one in the summer of 2018, a group of them came and they were like, this is enough. Like, we've had it with these random meetings. We need to do this like on the regular. Like, we've had it. It was a demand. Jamie wasn't kidding. And at that point, I remember saying, okay, why don't you guys come over next week? I'll buy you lunch and we'll talk about this and we'll figure out what this is. And we pulled out our giant post-its, which is how we think. And 5 minutes in, it was clear that this was a membership community. Like, it was evident that, because one of the things that we were trying to correct is this feeling like, you know, when you say like, oh, let's get together, right? And then the day never comes because let's get together. People have busy lives. Things are going on, especially if you have a family, like whatever you have going on in your life. And so the intention of the community was to give kind of a structure and a framework to this support and this and these gatherings and to this connection that we all as women entrepreneurs need from each other. And so from that inception to Comadres starting, I think it was maybe a month and a half. Like, it was very quick.
That is
very, very quick. It was like, this is happening and it's launching this fall. And boom. That I kind of tend to function that way. Like, I'm like, sometimes the light, like the fire, takes a while to ignite, but once it ignites, it like it goes off like a rocket.
I love that. And how did you come up with the name?
So there's a woman in the community, Patty Suau, who would joke around all the time and tell me, Gabby, you're the madrina of women entrepreneurs in Miami, which is godmother. And so she just says, you're the madrina. And I remember getting on a plane and being like, oh, Comadres. Like, it was like the name just came to me because Comadres is what madrinas and godmothers call each other. And so, like, because the feeling that I kept getting was like, but it's not about me. Like, it's not about me. Like, I may be this madrina, but it's not about me. It's about all of us. And then I was like, oh, Comadres. Like, we're all Comadres. And then like that, it went from there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And Jamie, how did you join in, or what was your unfolding in the story?
So my unfolding in the story is that I was originally one of the madrinas. So when Gabby first started, it was, we had nine madrinas that would help with a lot of things and host events and do things that needed to be done because this was just sort of starting and running itself and running this thing that was happening all the time. And I was constantly like, Gabby, we got to do this. Gabby, we got to do this. And every time she was like, my entire job was to be like, nope, we're doing it. Okay, here we go. And I would just push her along a little further and a little further. And somewhere like in the summer of 2019, things started to get where Comadres had grown and a really large, and we were putting, like, there was a lot of structure happening and things were happening, and it was getting too, Gabby's going to have to either quit doing everything else or, and just do Comadres, and, or come, like, there was like, it couldn't run the way it was running. It was just too exhausting and things were happening. And I was like, I want to do this with you. This is what I really think needs to happen. And over like the next 6 months, we kept talking about how to grow it and what it would look like. We came up with this beautiful plan right at the end of 2019 that we were going to expand Comadres in 2020 that we threw in the trash in March of 2020.
But I have to also say that Jamie was already, this is like such a beautiful and organic partnership, because Jamie was already acting as a co-founder before I even realized that this was actually a startup and not a fun passion project. Jamie was like, I'm your co-founder and this is what's happening and this can expand. And like, so she's still doing that role of like just pushing the vision more and more every day.
I love that. I love the visionary and also just like pushing everything on and making it happen. And I didn't know the story. I had never really asked her, been present. And I love how it wasn't something that you guys started from scratch. Like the thing was there and you were like trying to almost catch up to it. Like, what is this thing and where do we call it? And it's just unfolding and it was just being born, whether you liked it or not. It's
much like the conversation we were having pre-recording the podcast about children.
It was just coming and it was crowning and you guys jumped in.
Somebody had to catch it. Somebody had to catch that baby.
And both of you caught that baby. That's amazing, because that's pretty backwards, I think, from the way a lot of communities are born. That's great. And I guess this is like the graphic designer side of me. Who designed your branding? Because it's so cute.
Giselle Navarro. Her name is Giselle. And she was in the community up until a little while ago, but she's still very much like a part of our community and our space. Giselle Navarro designed the logo.
I love it. And all like the branding that comes with it and all the marketing materials, everything looks so beautiful. You guys have to see it. Like, if you can just go to lascomadres.club right now and check it out. It's super cute. It's just very special. I love how the flavor that it has.
Yeah.
And it does match the name. Gabby, I heard you once tell a story about your grandmother and community building.
Oh, yes.
And that stayed my mind after I heard it for such a long time, and I wanted to hear it again.
Well, it's really funny because it's something that I didn't even think about until, honestly, like, I had been running Comadres for over a year. But my grandmother, my grandmother on my father's side, who was a very fabulous lady, like, she was always like, she was one of these grandmothers that was always like very well dressed. Actually, Jamie was telling me about a grandmother she had. It was the same stuff, like the necklaces and the lipstick and the hair, like all. And she was like very, very much about family. And so she did this thing where like she got like everybody, she grew up in like this small town in Dominican Republic. And I grew up seeing her. She had like this, her last name was Montas. And she had like, she started like La Fundación Montas, which was like all the people that had that last name. And so it was like hundreds of people. And so she started like, they had a directory, they of like hire people from your family, whatever. They had gatherings. Like, they had all of this stuff. And I legit did not think about this. Like, all of these things that we have in Comadres. And I had not thought about it until, like, a year and change after Comadres existed. I was like, wait a minute. Am I literally recreating? Like, that gene went, like, straight through me. It was really funny.
That is incredible. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about what era did she create the sim?
I was like, it was in the 80s. Like, she did this in the 80s.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Is she still with us?
No, she passed away like 7 years ago.
Before the Comadres
inception. Before Comadres. But I mean, I feel her around me all the time. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. It sounds like she's like, you're going to carry on this legacy. And that makes the whole story, the way it unfolded, it makes it have more sense, because it feels like she's like, here. Here you go.
The thing they had was an anthem that we haven't quite like decided.
An anthem too?
We need an anthem. We need a freaking Comadres anthem. Yes.
Oh my God. Who writes music?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That needs to be. That needs to happen.
We got some musicians in the community. We can make this happen.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Yes, that needs to happen for sure. So what have been some of the obstacles that you guys faced and overcame while trying to turn this into something?
Jamie, you want to talk about 2020? I mean, we started as a in-person community in Miami with live events. We had a Facebook group that, you know, was pretty active and did a lot. I mean, a lot happened on Facebook, but the majority of our stuff happened at live events. And, you know, 2020 came around and we were like, we had our like 2019 plan was that we are going to expand in a way where we're going to start an online community and then use what we had created in Miami as like a charter and then franchise in other places. That was the idea. And when 2020 hit, we were like, oh, we're going to be on lockdown. Oh, we need to do something about our events. Oh, we have a community of people we love. And now they are trapped in their houses. And, you know, so we really wanted to shift the way it worked. So we transferred every single thing online. And we were really wondering, like, how are you going to capture? Our events are very intimate, very personal, very vulnerable. And like, how to capture that on a Zoom call was like, is it going to be weird? Is it going to be awkward? How do you change the vibe? How do you take the things that are happening and really like make it like the Comadre's way? And it was a process, but I mean, the community was totally up for it. Everybody really wanted to have community. They wanted to be there and they really came through. I mean, we have switched everything from in person to online and we love it. Now we can enroll people that are anywhere. It doesn't have to just be Miami. And it has been the way that we're going to expand our brand nationally and globally. I mean, we have Comadres in London right now, in Spain. And so it's pretty cool to be able to really bring in the whole world.
Yeah. That's amazing. It's like nothing happens right by coincidence. It totally just pushed you into that realm of operating online. And now what a beautiful thing that you've been able to expand, I guess, maybe faster in a way.
Yeah. I think one of the things that happened was, is like, we would have thought about it so much more, like, how are we going to do this and what's going to happen? And also we would want it, you know, you always want the things you're doing to be really good. Like, oh, I don't want to just do this. And then if it's terrible, then everybody's going to like not like it and whatever. But nobody had any expectations. And so like taking away the expectations allowed for so much like, hey, we don't know what we're doing either. Like, let's just try this. And then, you know, each time, you know, evaluating, oh, this worked, this didn't work. Oh, look, we have breakout rooms. Let's try those. Like trying all the different things. It's like, oh, how can we have more intimacy? Oh, how can we pull in, you know, more people? Oh, how do you get some people to speak that are like, you know, usually quiet, but they come around in a live event? So like what it took was, you know, because no one had expectations, it was so much better. And which is like, you know, my feeling is always to jump, like just do the thing, but it, you know, sometimes I have to like push Gabby off a cliff. So, you know, 2020 did the pushing. It was good.
And I think one of the biggest things that happened that was really amazing to witness was this recognition. Like we realized that the magic of Comadres really is in the connections and in the intimacy. And that is not something that is inclusive, that is exclusive, like it only happens in in-person events. Like we are proof that there can be really deep, beautiful, vulnerable intimacy online. And everything that we've done since, you know, we moved our community off of Facebook and into Mighty Networks, we've created kind of private little sub-communities there. And the way that people are sharing about their experience on everything from motherhood to dealing with this pandemic to growing their business in this environment to like big dreams that they have, like it's at a much, much deeper, more connected level than we've ever had. And so it's interesting that this situation happened this year, but we're closing out the year like more stronger than we've ever been.
And that's amazing to hear how it unfolded. Like that's just, it's powerful. And all of the learning things, I'm sure that because Zoom was like new to a lot of people, that they, like the audience, the community, I'm sure was more compassionate and patient and forgiving for the transition from face-to-face to online. And so the community also held you in that space and in that transition.
Completely, because we were all going through the same thing. So it was like, it would have been a very different situation if we had decided that we wanted to become an online community outside of a pandemic, right? Like, because like we were all like, if we forget, like everybody, nobody had any choice. You know, like we were just like, this is life now. And then we realized like, oh, we just created something so beautiful and so much more expansive that we actually like it here. We're going to stay here. Like, this is how we're going to grow. Like, this is where we're going to exist now.
Do you still want to go back to face-to-face stuff after the pandemic's over, or are you just going to stay as an online community?
So we're staying as a primarily online community for sure. Do we want to have the most badass annual conference / retreats in the world? Yes. And so yes. Like the way we're seeing it is like that there will be these kind of like big annual event, maybe one or two where people can fly in and like have it be really, really special, maybe like a full weekend or something where everybody gets to know each other. So whenever we come back to that version of reality, it's going to be really exciting to do that with the community. Yes.
I love that idea. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, now I'm like, oh yeah, we don't need to meet face-to-face, we're co-working, like, now, retreat.
Yes,
weekend getaway or destination 100%. Retreats and different things like that, especially with a global community, how amazing. Because it doesn't always have to be in Miami, I'm assuming. It can also be in other anywhere. Magical places. Mm-hmm. Sedona? Mm-hmm. No. Drop that in there.
We have a lot of suggestions. It's good.
Nice. So what about the personal growth involved in driving this vehicle, right? Like what has that, there's nothing like starting a business to bring out like your inner demons and every, you know, new level, new devil. So what has been like your very personal journey in showing up in for this from beginning until now?
Jamie, you want to kick it off? Yeah. I mean, so the way that I really got to know Gabby is that the two of us were in a basically personal growth, witchy year-long program together. And so luckily we had already done a lot of work together before any of this started. And so we knew each other in that way, which was, I think, a really good way to be partners in something like this. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the light just shines on every little tiny thing that you are ever insecure about. It's like it just, and it comes up until you really, really face it every single time, you know, and it's like, okay, I think I, you know, you're like, oh, I'll just avoid this thing over here. I'll just not, you know, look at, I don't want to write. Like, I never want to write. And I'm like, in my business, you know, my other business, I don't send emails because I don't want to. And, you know, it's like, but then I'm like, oh, I now have a business partner that writes so beautifully. And it's like, it's like, oh, this is really good. And we try very, very hard to stay in our zone of genius. Like, we always come back to that where we sit there and we're like, okay, what are you really good at? What are you really good at? Okay, what do we need to hire somebody else for? Because like we really recognize that when we stay in there, that the best work comes out of it.
Yeah. And I'll say like as a team, there's like a lot of things that we've done that have been really powerful. Like actually at the beginning of the year, before all of this went down, like we sat down and we did like the Clifton Strengths Finder test for each of us. And we each knew like, these are our strengths. This is our why. Like, this is what we want to create. Like, this is how we want to feel in our workspace. And we got clear about that for everybody on the team. And every time that we launch, Jamie and I do shadow work. We talk about every last fear that we have. We do clearings. We clear the space. Like, and we set super clear intentions. So it's been really, really beautiful to see like, as each class joins, how they are more rooted and more grounded and more present, because like not only have we improved our onboarding process, but we're getting clearer on the intention of who we want in here,
And it's not about numbers. Like, really, it's about like the right self-identifying women who are ready for this kind of experience, who are excited to commit to it, who are just kind of like ready to do the work and be open and share and grow with us. And so whatever number that is, that's up to the universe. We just get to be clear about an intention and receive them, like, as, you know, like free of whatever is holding us back, so that we can like hold real space for the community.
That's great advice, especially for business owners who are partners, because it's just not at this very superficial business level. Like, you guys started in a program where you had to do shadow work. You continue to do shadow work. You hold space for each other in a sacred way. You bring in the sacredness and spirituality and intention setting, almost like in a ritual way, to really bring in the right audience into this beautiful container, that it's not about the numbers, but having the quality over quantity. And eventually that'll speak for itself and it'll become quantity later. But that you do all of this choreographing of energy ahead of time to really manifest the outcome that you want. That's great advice for other people who are looking to, who are business partners or want to partner up, that it's, you can go really deep with your partner and the benefit is that you're going to show up in a much better way.
Totally. Totally.
For the members, what does La Comadres offer?
I was like, we keep pointing at each other. So Las Comadres offers, community, obviously, and we have signature events, and basically we try to hold people high. So it's an entrepreneurial spirited community. So some people have 9-to-5s, some people have like brand new businesses or like side hustles. Some people are well into their business and they're just looking for community and sisterhood, right? So it's a wide variety of people that are in there, and we try to help them with business growth, personal growth, and really just making their lives a little bit better.
And as far as like the specifics, we have a series of signature events every month that range from sister circle to co-working days and book clubs and networking events that we still all host online, and they still manage to be pretty amazing. We have a super dynamic and active online community where people are like constantly sharing. We have monthly themes that we unpack together, and we do challenges, and we kind of stay in the intention of the monthly theme together, and we sort of like move through that space together. There's an accountability program that you can join where you get assigned to, so almost like a small pod of other comadres, and the as a pod you meet every week to hold each other accountable to whatever you're creating in your life, from like, I want to work out more to like, I want to double the size of my business and whatever it is. So like, it's really like a series. It's really meant to hold you in like your whole life, because that's one of the things that as women differentiates us from a lot of men who are able to more easily compartmentalize the different pieces of their lives. For us, like, we show up and we are like all of us all the time. And so it's so beautiful to be in an entrepreneurial space that recognizes that, and like, we are totally ready to listen to your like tired mom stories, as we are ready to listen to your like business wins. You know, like, it's like 100% there for all of that.
It's true. That is one of the things that I really enjoy about the community, that, like you said, either the mom stories or the business wins, everything is welcomed, because you guys take that very holistic approach, and all of those smaller sub communities that you've created on Mighty Networks is also really nice. Because I saw some that I didn't see when I was on the Facebook side, and saw some new topics, and I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you speak a little bit about the anti-racism education and what you're trying to build in that area?
And so we had actually for a while always had the intention that Las Comadres was an inclusive space. And I think it wasn't until this last summer that we felt really challenged to live up to that and to define that very explicitly. And so we had already been working with someone who is an anti-racist consultant and coach. Her name is Lucy Sagu. And around this time, everything with George Floyd happens this summer, and there's almost like this like racial justice uprising and an invitation for, which I really saw like as a demand for every business and every person to really wake up to how are you really living up to this. And for us, what it meant was the question that Lutzi gave us that was really beautiful to ground us is what does borderless sisterhood look like? And like, how can we create a space in this community where we know that every single person feels 100% celebrated, 100% seen, is 100% valued, like that they know that they are just as welcome as anyone else. And in order to do that, we had to recognize the sort of the structures of white supremacy that exist all around us that are just part of our day-to-day and part of our lives. And as a community, we all had to commit to dismantle those. Because those are the things, whether they are within us or like in the dynamics of when we gather, that make it difficult for somebody who might be in a minority group to feel like this is not for them. And so like that commitment as a community to anti-racism, and now we have an anti-racist salon where we have a lot of these conversations and we share resources. We have an anti-racist circle for white comadres to kind of unpack and process the experience of understanding what this all means. And so what, as a community, what we ask of every comadre is that you walk in willing to engage in an anti-racist practice. And it doesn't matter if you don't yet know what that means. So we are all figuring it out together, but we all understand the urgency of it.
That is very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like progressive?
Yeah.
Like the fact that this is part of your language and it's literally, you take it so seriously to the point that it's part of the onboarding material that you mail to new members.
Yeah.
Like, this is not a joke. Like, you know, any sort of racism is not tolerated. And it's written in here in this, in the material that you send us. And that's amazing. And I love that that's the direction that you guys moved in and that it's number two on your list of four commitments.
Yeah.
It's number two on the list because it's serious. And it's so important when creating a community that everyone feels welcomed and that the education is going on, because that's what we need.
Yeah.
It's just necessary. That's the only way that we're going to get through this is understanding and the education. And I didn't even know that anti-racist consultants existed.
Oh, yes, they do.
Oh, yes, they do.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That is a thing, my dear.
That is the coolest thing ever. Yeah. Wow. What? Yeah, these are just, 2020 has been a shitstorm, but there's so many gifts wrapped in between, and it's beautiful. So can you share some success stories of comadres? I'd love to hear, because I know it's just a community full of beautiful, amazing souls. And what magic have they created as a result of this container?
I'm going to go with our newest comadre that just opened a brick and mortar store.
Oh, yes. Colorful Cute.
Colorful Cute. Yes. Madeline just opened a store. And I mean, it's amazing because when she started Comadres, she had a full-time job and she did Colorful Cute was an online store that was like a total side hustle.
Yeah.
Tiny, like, and it was tiny in the beginning and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was talking to her, I don't know, maybe a year ago. And she was like, next year I'm going to quit my job. And then 3 years from now, I'm going to open a brick and mortar store. And I was like, three? And she was like, yeah, three. And I was like, why three? Like, I was like, that's ridiculous. Like, just going on and on. And she was like, I want to do this. Like, she had a full plan. And 2020 came and she was like, the opportunity came to get a space that was like, she's like, this just might be a pop-up or it might be long-term. It might be like, she had a lot of possibilities in it. And she said, we went to the grand opening and to see her. And I was like, what do you think made you do it? And she said, knowing that like there's people behind me and knowing that I can ask the questions really changed the way I thought about it. And like that to me was like, oh, we won. Oh, this is the best ever. So
it's really funny because you've caught us in a great time to ask that question, because yesterday we were planning 2021. And one of the things that we did was we started writing down all the names of all the women in the community that we've seen undergo like a profound transformation since they joined. And it's people who were like painfully shy who are now like doing Instagram videos, and people who like had real issues like with, you know, self-esteem and like trusting themselves, who are now like talking about how amazing it is to like grace other people with their presence, you know, like, and all of that. And it's just like, we just had this moment. We kept writing names and names and names, and we had like 25 names down, and we just got to a place where we looked at each other. We're like, this is what it's all about. Like, we get to keep reminding ourselves that like this impact like is worth everything. Like, this is what we're doing here.
Oh, that gets me like misty eyed.
I know. Oh my God, we have the same. We were like,
oh. Yes, I couldn't believe it when I saw Madeline's announcement on Instagram. I was like, what? Yes. Oh my God, she's doing it. So for those of you who are listening, go follow also Colorful Cute on Instagram, because she just opened her store. It's kind of reminds you of a Sanrio store, like the Hello Kitty store, but cuter. And and yeah, she opened that at Sunset Place in Miami. So if you're a local, definitely go check it out. If not, check out her store online. And speaking of their comadres, so I was friends with, I am friends with Marlene. Mm-hmm. And that's why I joined, because I watched Marlene's transformation, because she joined a year, I think it was either 6 months or a year before me. And I was like, what are you doing? Like, yeah. I was just like, this woman has just stepped into her power and is showing up hardcore. And I was just like, what is it? What did you do? What changed? Who were you, you know? And she told me about Las Comadres and how you guys welcomed her into this space, and it gave her the courage and safe space to start showing up as like practice almost in a way. And then it became a thing. And now she is like a big presence in the community, and her business, you know, it just really exploded from there. And it's been just gives me warm fuzzies to see her, you know, doing her thing and stepping into her power constantly and showing up strong. And it's just beautiful to watch her unfolding now. And she's rocking it. And I also partnered up with Christine McClinchy Yap.
Awesome.
And yes, for the publishing of her book, and was able to get, she became a client, and I was able to design the cover of her book. And so that was an amazing connection and experience that I had. And she's a beautiful person. And she was on one of my episodes also for the podcast.
Awesome.
So if it wasn't for the community, I would have never met her. And I met her at the only in-person event I made it to before I got pregnant.
I remember the co-working that you went to.
The co-working is the only one I was able to get to. Yep. I joined, I went to that, and then I got knocked up. But out of that, still just one event made enough magic for me.
Awesome.
And I met her and many amazing people that I'm still connected to online.
Amazing.
So any other stories that come to mind of other members? And then you have a lot of rock stars in there.
I mean, I feel like there are people, there are just people that were like, you know, the kind of people who are just painfully shy. Like the kind of people that are like in the background, they're like, I'm going to come here and I'm going to sit here, but like, I'm going to like hands crossed. And I'm just going to be like, I'm barely sitting here. And like, there's several examples of people like that, where like, then like the next meeting, you would see them sitting up a little closer and sitting up a little closer. And like, and I think like, and then like 2 months later, they're like speaking up, they're leading a call, like they're just doing the things, and you see them showing up differently in their own social media. Because I feel like one of the coolest things that happens in this kind of space is that you really see that proof that we are mirrors to each other. And so like part of what happens outside of spaces like this is like, what would you do? You would follow these people on Instagram, and then you would just see like the splashy, shiny side of their life. But here you are sitting across from maybe that same person from Instagram, hearing about how they're afraid, about the things that they're stuck on. You see their full humanity. And as a person who maybe like was thinking that that was out of your reach, you now see that that is in your reach, because we all are scared and we're all like doing it together anyway. And so like there's so many examples of people that have had like that particular journey. And then like, it's like something pops and then that's it. Like you're never going back to being the person like in the back who doesn't say who they are. Like it's like for good, you know?
And I think with those people, the rest of the community celebrates them so much.
Oh yeah.
That then they're like, oh, okay. Like they keep
believing in themselves.
A little bit more confidence to do it again and to do it again. And like that to me is always like the greatest win when you can like really see. I love when I hear about the collaborations. Oh, this person did this person's branding, which then made this happen, which then made this happen. Like that stuff to me is the best. Like I'm like, oh, did you hear that so-and-so is working with, you know, every time. I mean, Gabby and I, like every time we meet, we're like, oh, Marlene got her branding from Lillian and then this happened and then this person's doing a reading with this person. Like, and it's this like very interesting, like the web that it creates is, that's the part to me that's like, it's so cool to like be like, oh, just from a little tiny like interaction, like made this big ripple effect. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It creates all that magic for people. So if you guys would be, let's say, pretend you somebody like the venture capital fairy came.
We would love the venture capital fairy to come.
The venture capital fairy came and dropped like a mil or five.
Nice.
What would you do with that?
Oof. I mean, I feel like immediately what's been really beautiful about 2020 is just this realization that we just get to do this, but more, but like for more people, right? So like right now there's 160 women in the community. We hope to serve thousands one day. Like that is absolutely the intention. So the means to sort of get this message out to more people and to, and maybe like have it in different languages. Like we've always wanted to start Comadres in Spanish, you know, like, and like, sort of, you know, like all of Latin, like a lot of Latin America and Spain. And like that immediately comes to mind. And I think like one of the things that we're exploring right now is a partnership with an organization to start to do mentoring. So like the women of Las Comadres kind of mentoring, whether it's younger people, younger girls, like kind of like late teens to sort of help guide them in their path in such an important moment. So like the ability to use those funds to be able to expand on a mission like that would be beautiful. Like maybe start a nonprofit arm.
That's great because you get to do that philanthropic work.
Yeah.
And expand. And expanding to Latin America would be phenomenal because I feel like there's such a need. I never hear about things like this. And maybe because Spanish is not my first language? I don't even know. Maybe. No, it can't be. I was born here, but my parents speak Spanish. But my Spanish is not very good. And so I don't dabble in those worlds that much. But what comes to mind for me is, you know, Hay House? Remember Hay House Radio? They had expanded and they have like Hay House UK. And I always wondered why there wasn't like a Hay House Latin America.
Yeah.
Because that's just a huge community. And I feel like it would also be welcomed in that area. And now Hay House Radio has switched over to the podcast format. So I don't know if that was a good move or a bad move.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be great to serve that community. And I can see this kind of, you know, Rachel Hollis and her Rise conferences. Yeah. And something like that where it's just a huge following of women that can show up. That's great.
And I think like with it, it's like, you know, with that kind of money, like coming in, you're just like, oh, I can do all the ideas just get so much easier. Right. Like you're like, oh, a conference. Okay. Now I have the capital up front to be able to book the things and do like maneuver more. And that's the part that's really interesting about it. Like, oh, capital. Oh, the venture fairy. I think she should show up. That'd be great. And, you know, like what the technology is and like the things that are just the things to make things a little bit easier, I think are the things that a lot of women owned businesses need.
So calling all venture capital fairies, check out Las Comadres. So how can listeners learn more about La Comadres or join La Comadres? When is the next open enrollment? Or is it rolling enrollment now? How is that working?
No, we open 4 times a year. We like to have a closed container because we really like that when people come in, they come in as a class, they get onboarded, and then they feel like the community is really set. So our next enrollment opens in January.
Yes. And you can find us, the best place to find us is on Instagram at lascomadres.club. Like, that's the place to kind of get all the details, find out all the things, get in touch with us, make friends.
Awesome. Well, it has been a wonderful experience talking to you both, and I am very honored to be a part of this membership community, and it's been nothing but amazing and has really helped me kind of reframe how I look at female only organizations. Because the truth sometimes is that when you're around large groups of women, sometimes it's not welcoming, and this is not that. Like, this is the most loving, down-to-earth, approachable group of people. And I am one of those people that tends to be quiet in the background. I'm an introvert, really, like, big time, but I'm not shy, but I'm just very introverted. So I'm totally that person you spoke about early that's, like, quiet and, like, arms crossed in the chair in the corner. And maybe around the 12th meeting, I might speak up. After I've kind of sized everybody up and I'm like, and I understand, and I think, you know, the trust building. So yeah, if you're introverted, this is also still a nice safe space for introverts. I am advocating for you. So yeah, so just thank you so much for being you, each of you, and for showing up and for facing your demons to be able to show up and create this magical space for everybody. And I can't wait for the Venture Capital Fairy to come and also continue to pour more blessings for you both. And yeah, and I'm excited about how you guys moved over to Mighty Networks, because I want to learn more about Mighty Networks. And it's a great community. So for those of you who don't like Facebook groups, this isn't on there.
Oh,
it is now on Mighty Networks, which is a much more pleasant experience than the bombardment of notifications and madness in a Facebook group. So it's a nice, happy, safe, chill container. And yep. Yeah. All right. So thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. It's a wrap, guys. Thank you guys for being here. I know that your time is the most valuable thing you have. It means the world to me that you're here. There are many more cool episodes coming, so go subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If this episode inspired you, please leave a review so this show can reach more people who need healing. Every month, I'm giving away my productivity planner to one lucky listener who shares the show on Instagram and tags me at @NatalieOneLove. Again, thank you for being here. I love you guys. See you in the next episode.